brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business, the talk show dedicated to small businesses. If you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, this is the show for you. I am so excited today with the guests that we've got here with us. We have got an impressive group from the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council's Minority Business Input Committee here today to talk about their upcoming conference and summit, which is scheduled for August 14th and 15th here in Hotlanta. And so to kick it off this morning, we have got Sylvia Neely David, who is the chair of the input committee. We've got James Warren, who's the vice chair of our real estate and construction. And then we've got bringing up the rear with Ted Cummings, who is the chair of our professional services. So buckle up, sit back, get your lunch, and enjoy today. And so, Sylvia, we're going to kick it off with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Stacy. Thanks for having us.
Can you tell us a little bit about your company and yourself as we kick it off here?
Absolutely. Well, I am the managing principal of Human and Technology Capital Advisors.
That's the head honcho, right?
No. People say that. I don't think so.
Running stuff, though, right?
Every now and then. They let me believe that I am. We are a comprehensive human capital company, and our services span from strategic human capital, such as organizational or corporate strategy, organizational development, all the way to human resources outsourcing, and everything in between, compensation studies, performance management, and services of those sorts. We like to infuse as much technology as we can as we resolve companies' human capital strategies, and we're located here in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Now, you've got a suite of services that I think every single company, small and or large, needs. So kudos to you and your team. And so, James, you're going to kick it off. You're the vice chair. And talk about, you're with BNS Electric, right?
That's correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about BNS Electric.
Yeah, so BNS Electric, we are a 37-year-old minority-owned and operated.
37 years,
that's
wow.
Correct. Yeah.
Longevity.
Yeah.
You must
yeah.
be doing something right.
Something right. Something right in the Atlanta region. And actually, we have two other locations in Louisville, Kentucky, and also Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. So you're national.
That's correct. We're proud members of the NMSDC Corporate Plus as well. So
excellent. That means you're really big and bad, okay?
We hope so. We hope so. A little bit about BNS. We are, like I said, a 37-year-old company based here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we basically, as an electrical distributor, provide electrical services, construction products, lighting products, and things of that nature for, be it for critical power systems, data centers, if you will, constructions of facilities like this. We're in a high-rise construction, commercial building, rather.
Okay.
And also for any end user, for instance, Southern Company is one of our great great customers. So.
Oh, excellent. Now, we've got a lot of construction going in Atlanta. I think you heard about a couple of stadiums that we've got. We're cranking up.
Just the
Braves and the Falcons. So we've got a lot of construction going on, so lots of opportunity for you. That's
certainly
great.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cummings,
yes.
Professional service. Tell us a little bit about your company, Onyx Media Services, and the professional services.
Well, Onyx Media Services is a full-service multimedia production company where we also handle trade show management and exhibit services. What we definitely like to say is we take all of the pain and headaches out of doing your events or even your trade shows, whether it's something small or even a large event that's for 5,000, 10,000 people. We do it from start to finish. All you have to do is come with the concept, and we'll give you the completion.
You handle everything. I like
yes.
that, a one-stop shop.
Yes.
Great. So team, I'm going to call team, or MBIC, you've got a summit and conference coming up on August the 14th. Tell me about the theme, what's going on. Why should somebody attend that?
Well, we're really excited about it. The team here has been planning for quite some time. And our focus, our theme actually this year is conversation, collaboration, and connections. And we're hoping to get MBEs talking about subcontracting. As we're coming off of a rough economy, we're trying to align MBEs to start talking about how we can collaborate together as MBEs, how can we subcontract to one another, as well as other corporations that are larger than us.
And I like that theme, conversations, collaborations, and connections. How did you get to that point? What made you pick that as your theme?
Well, we were thinking a lot of times as MBEs, we come together and we have a specific agenda and we don't spend time having conversations with each other. And a lot of times that's where business starts.
Relationships. It's exactly. All about relationships.
It starts with a simple conversation, and oftentimes you can be connected with someone who opens a door for you, and those connections exist right within the MBEIC group.
Excellent. Now tell me, how is the MBEIC organized? We've got professional services, we got construction real estate. Talk a little bit about the organization of the MBEIC.
Well, MBEIC is a business enterprise input committee. We are a standing committee of the GMSDC Board of Directors. And we do exactly what it says. We provide input to the Board of Directors, and we also represent Georgia, this region, to national NMSDC. And the way that we're structured is there is about 6 different industry groups. And those industry groups are professional services, which we have Ted Cummins here with us. There's staffing, government affairs, information technology, construction and real estate, and transportation and logistics. And we've also created a consortium for healthcare.
Oh, then that's a hot industry. Health, is it covering health IT as well as all of the health related?
It's all health related, and it does include IT. And MBEs can associate themselves with these industry groups and really find out what's going on in the market, really connect to folks much like themselves.
Excellent. And so your conference is 2 days. Now, let's talk about what's going on both days.
Okay. The conference is 2 days. The conference launches on the 14th that evening. First of all, the conference is being held at the zoo.
Oh, the Atlanta Zoo.
Yes, that is an exciting location.
Absolutely.
To actually have a conference. And the greatness of that day, because we're kicking off at 4 o'clock, and then we're actually going right out to a scavenger hunt within the zoo.
Oh, now, are there going to be animals involved with that scavenger hunt?
Oh, most definitely. You can't go to the zoo and not have animals.
Now,
the greatness of it, because if those who have not visited the zoo before, you need to come out and take a look at this place. And actually, one, you're enjoying yourself while learning something. And at the same time, you're making some valuable connection. Now, on day 2 is the actual full-day summit where you have some extremely powerful speakers that will be there. I would let Sylvia talk some more about the speakers, but I would tell everybody you don't want to miss this. And for my personal experience getting into the trade show business at one of these summits, that's where I met another MBE that was much better than I was doing the trade show business, and then we were able to partner up to win a national contract. So that's showing you the actual value of being at this event.
Oh, absolutely. So you've got 2 days packed full of fun, as well as it's informational,
yes,
power-packed speakers on the second day.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about corporations. You're inviting corporations, right, as part of this whole? Corporations are going to be key.
Yeah, that's correct. We're not only are we inviting corporations, but we're also asking the corporations to bring along their prime and tier one suppliers.
Oh, excellent.
So from a construction standpoint, a lot of times we get engaged with those tier one suppliers, those primes, second tier, third tier, so on and so forth. So we're looking forward to that.
Excellent. So this is the place to be if you're interested in building relationships and kind of growing your business.
Yes.
This
excellent.
Is the starting point.
Yes.
And the networking and the information that you'll get, outstanding. And so MBEs, can anybody attend? Who can attend this? Let's talk about that.
This event is for MBEs who are certified, minority MBEs, for this region that is GMSDC. But if you're NMSDC certified, we definitely want you to come on out. You specifically have an audience with corporate members because of that certification. So if you're not certified, we encourage you to get certified because these are the kinds of events that could be beneficial to you. You can do that by visiting gmsdc.org.
So I'm going to back up a bit, and I'm going to talk, because, again, I really like your theme. You guys have done an outstanding job with your theme. And so conversations. As I'm preparing to come to this conference, and you're talking about conversations, as a business owner, how do I prepare? What should I be prepared to engage in? We're going to break it down and talk about each one, first starting with conversations. So tell me about the conversation piece. What do I need to be prepared from a conversational perspective?
I think, first of all, as a business owner, a minority business owner who is certified, you need to always be ready with your pitch. You need to start and have that very clear, crisp, concise, and be prepared to talk to anyone, whether it's an MBE who might have a potential opportunity to partner or whether it's with a corporate member. So, first of all, get your pitch down. Second of all, of course, we have a program here, and we have participants and vendors who are going to be a part of the expo, as well as people who are part of the program. I would advise you to find out who you would like to approach. The shotgun approach usually does not work well, not when you're running a business.
I would agree, yeah. Whatever I can catch.
Whatever I can catch. I would say if you're interested specifically in subcontracting, as an example, on the corporate side, then we have people like Therese Thompson, who is head of global supplier diversity for the Coca-Cola company.
You've got the big dogs coming out. Coca-Cola?
Absolutely.
Wow. This is the place to be.
She's got the big names. Global vice president, and we are delighted to have her there, as well as on the federal contracting side of the house, we have Denora Gonzalez with DG Federal Procurement Advisors. She is formerly of the GSA and just very versed in what you can do on federal contracting and procurement. So I would decide which side I am targeting, and I would make sure that at this conference that I start to have the conversations either on the corporate side or the government side with some of these great speakers.
I'm impressed. We're going to circle around. We're going to come back to that MBE to MBE a little bit later. But collaboration. Now, many times business owners don't like to collaborate and work together. So talk to me about this collaboration piece around this whole.
Well, we're hoping that business owners will start to have conversations about how they can partner and present a slate of complementary services to potential buyers. And we have kind of been talking about this starting last year. And this year, we'd like to really start to make this thing happen. And it's beginning to catch fire. I mean, just in this room, I can tell you that Ted Cummins reached out to me earlier this year. And we were able to sit down and put together a complementary solution for a potential client.
That's excellent.
And we're hoping people will begin to do that. And you would think, based on what we do and what he does, that there wasn't a connection, but there was. And so we're hoping people can start that conversation with other MBEs around what do you do, what services, what products, what solutions do you bring to bear, and how we can complementary get together and approach a particular client with those.
So coming to this, not only do I have access to corporations, but I also have access to other business owners that I could potentially partner with and still grow my business.
Absolutely.
Yes. So it's just, I'm winning in all directions by being involved with this summit.
Absolutely. This is a place to be if you're trying to grow your business.
And then the last one that you've got is connections. And I just kind of led into that with that connection. Talk about all the connections, because you talked about Coca-Cola Company, other major corporations?
Absolutely. Simultaneously with our program, we have an expo. And we are just delighted that we were able to get BMW to come to our expo.
Are they bringing samples with you?
Going to bring a car. And we're excited about that.
I get to drive that at the end of the meeting.
Yeah. Look, can we put our name in a hat and whose name's in the hat gets the car?
I wish.
It could be the official car for GMSEC at BMW.
The official car. Mm-hmm. So it's companies like BMW, like New South.
A lot of construction going on there.
Exactly. Lots of construction is going on. The Georgia Board of Regents has agreed to come and be an expo.
Excellent.
Fulton County.
Good. All good opportunities.
These are great opportunities for members, and you can step out of the conference and go and talk directly to someone about either direct contracting or definitely subcontracting, because they're willing to share with you as a condition of being involved, a little bit about their tier ones and their primes, and we want to get connected with those.
Excellent. And so I'm going to step back and go back to this topic of MBE to MBE working together. And so what advice would you give, and any one of you can speak to this, I'm newly certified, I'm new to the GMSDC family, or NMSDC family, and I'm small. I'm a class one, and so I really, in terms of being a class one, how do I approach this thing about doing business with other MBEs? How do I handle that? What do I do?
Well, first of all, I will definitely tell you, as an MBE, join one of the industry groups.
Okay.
Because that's where you'll get your information. And also, you mentioned that I am small. One of the things that I tell everybody in my industry group, we're not small, we're nimble.
I like that.
We're nimble.
Flexible and nimble.
Yes. And
I
then
like
the
that.
Thing of it that I've always tried to introduce, because it has actually helped me grow my business, before we look at saying, let's go after the corporates, let's look at how we can do business with each other, even if we're trading services, because that is a big market that as MBE we are missing. We're not doing enough business with each other.
So there's a tremendous amount of people are leaving money on the table.
Yes.
Not ever a good thing.
And then coming back to the actual theme, when you're looking at MBE to MBE, that whole area of collaboration and connection, we, as Sylvia said, we are able to connect with each other. Then we're able to present a much larger slate to what the corporate wants, what the tier one wants, because they want a company that could actually come to them with all the services needed. Now, it really doesn't matter which company's name or whatever. They're just concerned about getting the job done.
I agree. It's all about delivering value, return
yes.
on investment.
Mm-hmm.
And so just tying to that, you've talked about the industry group. Mm-hmm. What happens within those industry groups?
Well, within the industry group, we definitely try to meet once a month, and we also keep each other informed of what's going on out there, because one of the things that I like to do, if I see an RFP coming out or even a potential, I try to pass it on to each other, because with my vice chair, I've usually get something for printing. I am not in the printing business whatsoever.
I understand.
So I will always pass it on, and that's what I try to do within the industry group, that we look out for each other, and we also try to sell each other's services.
Okay. So the industry group is a hub for information sharing. It's
yes.
a hub for making connections. And so how does one, I'm certified, so how do I get to you? I know I'm in construction and real estate and professional services. How do I get to you? What do we do? How do I reach out to GMSDC? What do I do to get connected to you?
Well, you definitely reach out to GMSDC, because GMSDC has the information of how to connect with the various industry group chairs. So GMSDC, their office folks that work there are very good at putting you in touch, because they will definitely forward us your email information and let us know to include you in all our meetings. And there again, okay, the beauty of the office is if you're not hearing from your industry group chair, you could easily go back to the office, and believe me, they will be calling. They tell us to get on the ball.
Okay, excellent.
Absolutely.
I like that tenacious group at GMSDC, that staff. But, you know, one of the things I hear from business owners is there's still fear of working together and collaborating together. There is this fear for whatever reason. What advice would any of the three of you give to business owners that have that fear of collaborating with others?
Part of what we were thinking about when we came up with the whole consortium idea is to take business owners through this business development process by which you learn how to collaborate, how to connect, how to present your slate of services. And we actually end up taking you through your concerns and how to evaluate another company, such as, if you have complementary services, but you're just a little concerned, then you need to talk about the core values of each company and where you're going, what direction, what's your strategy, and see if there's connection and in that vein. Because it's almost a courting process. You don't want to jump into a relationship with a business
yes.
if there's not you know, synergy and common values that you can springboard from.
I so agree.
We take them through that process of evaluating each other. What do you have in common? What are the complementary services? How do you get together and start doing something small and then move to something larger? So we don't advise you to go into a joint venture, for instance, right away. We actually encourage you to do a small project together, approach the client, agree on the roles, who's going to take which role, who's going to take lead, what is the cost of the services. We take them through that entire process. And hopefully that prepares them for the actual process of getting together on your own.
And so I'm coming, like you said earlier, I'm coming to this meeting. I've got this fear. We don't recommend shotgun. And so I need to identify a couple of companies that I might want to target for as I come to, or either minority businesses and or corporations that I might want to target. What recommendation would you guys give around that? I need to do some research. I need to prepare myself for coming to this summit. I don't need just to show up, but I need to come prepared and ready to engage. I need to be ready to have conversations, collaborate, and make the right connections to grow my business. So overall, what advice?
Well, what my mentor gave me when I was going through the Georgia Mentor-Protege connection.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, Ted, you were in the Georgia Mentor-Protege connection, correct? The MPC. You're a recent graduate. You're an alumni, in fact.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so that program, I've heard, is just an incredible opportunity to grow businesses and help build business acumen as well as capacity. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Excellent. So we encourage you, encourage people to.
Oh, most definitely encourage everyone to actually apply and go through that. And really and truly, it doesn't matter what stage of the growth your business is, because we are a 8-year-old company, but there was so much more that I was able to learn, and there was so much more connections that I was able to make. And as the point that I was making, my mentor at the time, EY, had actually told me, when you're going to a conference like this, know exactly what is it you want out of the conference before you
have
go.
A goal.
Yes, you must have that goal, and based on that goal, you then make your list of who you want to connect with. Don't try to connect with everybody. Look at what your core service is and try to connect based on that. If your core service is not what's selling, then look at other MBEs to try to connect with them to see how you could expand your services through them.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so you mentioned mentoring and develop. As part of being a part of the industry group, do you help coach and mentor your peers in those groups?
Yes. Yes, we definitely do. Last year, Sylvia was the chair of the professional services, and that's through GMSDC. That's how I've met Sylvia. And in all honesty, on the HR side of my company, she has actually mentored me a lot and kept me out of trouble tremendously.
It's always good to have an HR, a friend in HR, okay?
Yes.
They truly do help you. Finance and HR, mm-hmm. BFFs.
Yes.
But that is a core part of, as the MBEIC leadership, that's a core part of what we do. I get calls all the time. I refer to this group, calls and emails, where we get on the phone and we answer questions about how to leverage the relationship with the council, how to leverage a relationship with the MBEIC group. And it's a large part of what we do. We refer opportunities. We talk about what their challenges are. But mentoring is a large part of being part of the leadership.
Excellent. I'll tell you, you mentioned you get a lot of questions. You know, I'm seeing some sort of segment in the future. Let's ask Sylvia. Oh, doesn't it have a ring to it? It's kind of catchy. Let's ask Sylvia. I got questions.
That would actually be good. We do have other forums to answer questions.
We can do a Twitter conversation of Let's Ask Sylvia.
We have what we call our First Fridays, and the first Friday of every month, we make ourselves available as MBEIC leadership, as well as leaders from the board of directors, the council president, And we are available to MBEs that morning for breakfast. It's usually sponsored by a corporate member.
Sponsored by Cracker Barrel, if I'm not mistaken.
Cracker Barrel, and they have been wonderful to us. And we answer questions from MBEs on the spot about how they can be most successful with their businesses.
And so does that mean you don't like the segment of Let's Ask Sylvia?
It's actually a good idea.
I think it's kind of catchy. We could do I see a lot of legs on that.
Any troubling HR questions, ask Sylvia.
Well, it'd be HR. You could do at Let's Ask Sylvia around NBIC.
Right.
We could do a lot of. We've just sprung a new leg on GMS.
There you go.
I think so.
Fall 2014.
And I do know that oftentimes businesses don't really understand what MBEIC is. And so we would definitely welcome anytime an opportunity to explain who we are, what we do, and that we're here for you because we're here for MBEs.
That's excellent. So is there a cost for attending this wonderful? And again, it's priceless in my mind, so cost is not an issue. What's the cost of attending?
It's $75.
Is that all? For
both days. So for the fun day
Thursday
as well as
pack.
Friday. It is. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And we have been very fortunate to have great sponsors who have assisted us with being able to bring this to the MBEs.
And now, since you said, is that all, we still have slots for you to sponsor if you want to get your companies out there, especially if you're a new MBE and you want everyone to know who you are.
Oh, yeah. This would be the perfect opportunity for everyone to know who you are. If you're listening, sponsorship is the way. How do they get information? Where do they call? What's the number? Who to call for sponsorship?
Contact gmsdc.org, and they will have information around the sponsorship structure. We have a number of levels of sponsorship. It doesn't matter whether you're a large MBE or a small MBE. There's something in the sponsorship structure that should fit you.
Excellent, excellent opportunity. So, MBIC, you've got this event on August 14th and 15th. Tell me about the other things beyond August. You've got a whole list of other things I'm sure you're involved with or engaged in. Talk about what else is in store for MBIC for the rest of the year.
Well, we have a couple of things that we're having conversations about and will be in the planning process. So we encourage you to reach out to gmsdc.org and get connected with us. One of the items is we'd like to have a legislative symposium where we're going to try to get MBEs understanding that a lot of times what we're experiencing today starts upstream with the legislature.
Oh, absolutely.
And other entities. Exactly. So we want to get them involved there. In addition, we're planning to have some networking events where MBEs can get to know each other better. We talked about collaboration. We're really committed to that. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure we have really kind of informal networking events where folks can get to know what we do.
We can date, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Sylvia, let them know about the LinkedIn page also.
Absolutely. We have a LinkedIn page where we communicate with MBEIC groups exclusively. It's at LinkedIn, and it's under GMSDC-MBEIC. And we communicate information, opportunities. There's business opportunities that come around. We send those out. So if you want to be connected, go to LinkedIn and connect with that group.
Excellent, excellent. And so as we're wrapping up, I want to get some parting words from each one of you. We'll start with you, with Mr. Cummings, and then we'll end with Sylvia. What parting words would you give to minority businesses listening and or corporate members who will also be listening as well?
What I would say, come out to the summit. Come first, enjoy yourself, get some valuable information, and make those lifelong connections that will help you grow both your business and your personal network.
Excellent. Okay, Mr. Warren.
And I would say to MBEs out there, as mentioned before, come out with an agenda, come out with a targeted approach, and do not come expecting just anything to happen. Go out and create your opportunities. That's spoken a lot about, going out and creating an atmosphere. And this is a good atmosphere. GMSCC, the MBIC Summit, is a great atmosphere to go out and do that.
Great.
Absolutely.
And final words from Ms. Sylvia?
Come and get connected. For MBEs, it's an excellent opportunity to get connected. For corporate members, please come out on Thursday afternoon on the 14th and allow us to celebrate you. You have supported us. You have been there for us. You've given us guidance, and we want to celebrate you on the 14th. So please come out at 4 o'clock to the reception and scavenger hunt.
Great. I want to thank the three of you for joining us today. Excellent, excellent. We will have you back. We have started something here with MBEIC. And so, first of all, I'd like to thank our sponsors for it. Without them, this would not be possible. The Georgia Power Company, the Coca-Cola Company, Ronstadt, Cox Enterprise of Companies. Thank you so much for your support. For without you, we could not do it. And with that, thanks for making all this possible. Remember, as small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.